Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Slayer by Winter Travers. Narrated by Paul Bryan and Melissa Barr. Chapter 1 Slayer.
Come again?
My throat was dry and the words croaked from my throat. I had to have heard what she said wrong. There was no way in hell that this little girl standing in front of me was my kid. I made sure that shit never happened. My mom told me to give this to you. You're my dad, and that envelope will explain everything. The girl repeated her words again, but they still didn't sink in.
Adley, for Christ's sake, I told you to wait by the damn car until I got out.
My eyes snapped to the woman behind the girl. She didn't look at all familiar to me, and I prayed to God this was some kind of prank one of the guys was pulling on me.
What the?
I told you that you didn't need to get out of the car, Aunt Ava.
The girl spun around and propped her hand on her hip.
Oh, you're not going to spin that attitude on me, girl.
The woman tramped the rest of the way to the door and stopped toe-to-toe with Adley. I had no idea who either of them were, but I had a strange urge to step between the woman and the girl.
Sorry, Auntie.
Adley's chin dropped to her chest and she stared at her feet.
Did you give him the folder?
Ava demanded. Adley shook her head.
No.
Ava's eyes locked with mine.
You really are her type.
I cocked my head to the side.
Come again?
Anna,
she stated plainly.
There were three guys after you that looked just like you.
Anna had a type, and she stuck to it.
Ava grabbed the folder from Adley and thrust it at me.
You hooked up with my sister almost 12 years ago.
I grabbed the folder from her and peeled it open. I had no clue about what she was saying to me. Remembering who I hooked up with a month ago was just as hard as remembering 12 years ago. Ava explained further.
Anna had Adley. She never intended to tell you about her, but life had other plans.
I flipped through the papers, but all the letters blurred together. As far as I could tell, the words were Greek on the papers.
I don't understand anything.
Adley stepped forward.
My daughter?
You're my dad. Mom was in the process of getting you added to my birth certificate, but she died before she got the papers filed.
Holy shit. I spun around and glared at Nickel.
What the hell are you doing?
Nickel held up his hands. I was just coming to help with the pizza.
It's not here yet, I growled.
Yeah, Nickel chuckled. Sounds like you got a whole different kind of delivery. Nickel held his hand out to Adley.
I'm Nickel, one of your dad's friends.
Adley shook his hand.
Adley, you're taking me being his daughter much better than he is.
Nickel glanced over at me.
Yeah, I'd have to say if I was in his shoes, I would have the same reaction.
Look, I have to go. Everything you need to know is in the folder.
Ava hitched her purse over her shoulder and stepped back.
What?
I gasped.
You're leaving?
This chick seemed like a huge bitch, but she knew Adley. She was her aunt. I was just some guy who might be her dad. I didn't even know for a fact that it was true. She pointed at Adley.
I've got 5 of those of my own that I have to take care of, ages 2 to 14. Adley was with me for a month, but I just can't take care of her anymore.
Holy shit, Nickel whispered. I could be a murderer. I motioned to the clubhouse.
I live here with a bunch of guys.
He also eats ketchup on his eggs.
Nickel wrinkled his nose at Adley, who let out a giggle.
That's pretty gross.
Adley cringed. Ava took another step back.
My sister thought you were good enough for you to be Adley's father, so that's good enough for me.
She pointed at Adley.
Behave. Wait, I can't. You need...
Words tumbled from my mouth, but none of them made sense.
You're really just going to leave her here?
Nickel asked Ava. Thank God he was able to form a complete sentence. Ava glared at Nickel.
I don't have a choice. I can barely afford to feed my own kids, let alone Adley. It's either this or she goes into foster care.
Please, no,
Adley whispered. Her soft words pulled at my heart. 5 minutes ago, I didn't even know this girl, but even I didn't want her to go into foster care.
What happens if Slayer isn't her dad?
I really needed to thank Nickel later for actually using his brain.
Yeah,
I stuttered.
Adley knows how to get in touch with me if she needs to. I'm not abandoning her. I just can't take care of her every day.
Anna knew that. Ava pulled her keys out of her pocket.
Call me if things don't work out.
Nickel grabbed the folder from my hands and rifled through it. Ava pulled out of the clubhouse parking lot and headed down the street.
Jesus, brother, Nickel muttered.
How the hell did you not know that you had a kid?
It's not his fault, Adley interrupted. Mama didn't want him to know about me.
That doesn't make sense. 12 years ago, I wasn't in the best place in my life, but I didn't think I was that bad of a guy that Adley's mom wouldn't want me to be a dad.
I can't wait to see Wrecker's face when she walks into the common room. Nickel barked with laughter. He's seriously going to have a coronary.
Nickel handed the folder to Adley, bent over and grabbed the two bags at Adley's feet.
I was wondering what the next crisis was going to be. This is better than anything I could have dreamed of.
You live here? Adley asked.
Nickel nodded to me.
He does. Then he pointed a finger into his chest.
I don't.
Why does he live here and you don't?
She asked.
Because he's got an old lady who has him by the ball.
The word froze in my mouth, and I realized I was talking to a child. A child who was supposedly mine.
Nickel cleared his throat. Carmen has me by the heart. My large heart.
But why don't you live here? Adley asked again.
Carmen likes having her own home. An infant in the clubhouse isn't really ideal.
Nickel pulled open the door to the clubhouse.
You have a kid?
Adley folded her arms over her chest.
Sure do. He motioned for Adley to walk in.
His name is Cole.
Adley wearily looked into the clubhouse.
Maybe you should go in first. I'll follow.
Nickel glanced at me.
Maybe your dad should go in first. Sort of announce that you're here.
Is that the pizza? Freak skidded to the open door.
I'm star—
His words died in his throat, and his jaw dropped.
That's not pizza.
I planted my hand in his chest and pushed him back from the door.
How observant of you.
I walked through the door and looked over my shoulder at Adley. This way, kid.
It's Adley,
she mumbled under her breath. I knew that was her name, but calling her that was going to make all of this more real.
Got it.
We walked into the clubhouse. Adley trailed behind me with Nickel and Freak right behind her.
What the hell is going on?
Freak whispered. I don't think any of us know what is going on besides the kid. Nickel laughed. She's the only one who isn't shocked to hell.
I'm shocked for a different reason.
Adley wrinkled her nose and looked around the common room of the clubhouse. It wasn't anything fancy, but it wasn't something to wrinkle your nose at either. This was where everyone hung out, and it felt like home to me. Nickel sidled up to me and leaned close.
You're not really going to have her stay here, are you?
He whispered.
I have no idea what the hell I'm going to do, Nickel.
10 minutes ago, I opened the door expecting the pizza guy, and instead I found out I had a kid. Shocked isn't the right fucking word.
So did the pizza come?
Freak asked. I grabbed the wad of bills he had given me before and pushed them into his hand.
No, your fucking pizza that you're too fucking chicken to pay for yourself isn't here.
Damn, brother. Freak balled the bills up in his hand.
What the fuck crawled up your ass?
Nickel cleared his throat. I think it might be the 12-year-old who can hear every word you guys are saying. We all slowly turned to face Adley. Adley folded her arms over her chest.
You guys are a mess.
Truer words had never been spoken.
Church,
Nickel hollered.
Church,
Freak complained.
Can't we at least wait until the pizza gets here?
A knock sounded on the door and Freak beamed and turned on his heel toward it.
Never mind. It's Friday night. How are you going to go to church?
Adley asked. At this point, our small group had the attention of everyone in the common room, including Wrecker, who was glaring at me over the back of the couch. His arm was looped over Alice's shoulder, and his feet were kicked up on the beat-up coffee table.
It hasn't even been a fucking week since the last bullshit with you guys. You think maybe you can lay off fucking everything up until Alice pops this baby out?
He growled. Alice smacked him on the shoulder and scoffed.
This baby is going to stay inside until you start curbing the swearing, Beardy Locks.
She tugged his beard and scowled.
There is a child present.
Wrecker grabbed his beard from her grasp.
Sometimes cursing is necessary.
He dropped his feet to the floor, pressed a kiss to Alice's lips, rubbed her bulging tummy and stood.
Church, now,
he thundered. He pointed to Adley.
You stick with Alice and the girls. They'll take good care of you.
His voice had softened and he pulled Alice up from the couch. I ran my fingers through my hair.
Why the hell were we going to have church?
I had no clue what the hell was going on. Might want to grab that folder from your daughter. I glared at Nickel. He was getting on my last nerve. He was acting like I was a buffoon who couldn't string two thoughts together.
Adley handed the folder to me. Mama said everything in there will explain, well, everything.
I finally had a chance to look at the girl in front of me, and I saw that even though she was trying to act brave, she was terrified. Her long brown hair was held back by clips on each side of her head. Her hands were folded over her chest, hugging herself tightly, and her eyes moved around the room. "You'll be fine with Alice. Maybe she can find you something to eat." I didn't know what else to say to the girl. Her mom had died, and now she was just dumped at my feet. She was safe here, but everything had to be hard for her. Hell, this was hard for me, and I was almost 3 times her age.
"We'll snag one of Freak's pizzas and go find the rest of the girls."
Alice rounded the couch and held her hand out to Adley.
"I think they were helping Wendy pack up."
Adley looked at Alice's hand and then back up to her.
"What kind of pizza? And who is Wendy?"
Alice pursed her lips. I don't think she was expecting Adley to question her.
Whatever kind you want. And Wendy is Carney's sister.
Freak walked into the common room with 6 pizza boxes in his arms.
"What'd I miss?"
Alice rolled her eyes and joined hands with Adley.
"What kind of pizza did you want, Adley?"
I like cheese and sausage," she replied meekly.
Alice looked up at Freak.
"You better pray to God you ordered a sausage."
Freak stepped back.
"I did, but you're not stealing it," he insisted.
"Give her the damn sausage pizza," I growled. Freak wrapped his arms around the boxes.
"You have no idea what I went through to order these. I had to lock myself in the bathroom and act like I was taking a shit so Carney wouldn't barge in on me."
"Give Alice the pizza or I'll tell Carney what you just said." Wrecker took a step toward Freak. Freak flinched.
"God damn it. Fine," he huffed.
He held up the boxes, read the stickers on them, and pulled one out from the middle.
"You owe me,"
he mumbled when he handed it to Alice.
"My woman doesn't owe you anything."
Wrecker pointed a finger at Freak as he walked past.
"Get your ass moving, and tell the other guys we're having church."
Nickel followed Wrecker down the hallway, and Freak mumbled under his breath. He dropped the pizzas on the table, flipped back the lid on the top one, and grabbed 2 large pieces.
"Try not to eat all of that before I get back," he warned Alice.
Alice flipped him off, but quickly lowered her finger.
"Sorry, kid. Not exactly used to having a kid around who can form a sentence." "It's okay. My Aunt Ava did a whole lot more than that when I stayed with her."
Adley shrugged. I cocked my head to the side.
"Your aunt says she's got 5 kids.
Adley shrugged.
"I guess she doesn't care."
"Slayer, get your damn ass in here," Nickel bellowed from down the hallway.
I knew I should be the one to take care of Adley right now, but I couldn't help but want to get away from her as fast as I could. Alice shooed me away.
"I got her for now, Slayer. Go see what Beardy Locks has to say."
I nodded and turned on my heel without another glance at Alice or Adley. My feet carried me down the hallway, and once I turned the corner, I stopped in my tracks. I braced my forearms on the wall and rested my head between them.
What the fuck just happened? What the hell was I going to do about it?
Chapter 2. Wendy. "He ordered pizza when?" I pulled my suitcase out from under the bed and tossed it on the bed. "You're talking like he committed a murder or something, Carney." Carney flopped onto the bed next to the suitcase and sighed. "He hid in the bathroom and ordered pizza." I cocked my head to the side. I don't know what to say to that." She flipped over on her stomach and craned her head back to stare up at me. "I think he thinks I always want to cook for him and he doesn't want to hurt my feelings by ordering pizza." "Is that true?" I asked. Carney sighed and buried her face in the bed. "No," she groaned. "Then why don't you tell him that so that way he doesn't have to sit on the shitter to order pizza?" I pulled open the top drawer on the dresser and grabbed a handful of underwear. "Because I don't know how to tell him." I dropped the underwear in my suitcase. Try using the same words that you just used with me." "It's not that easy, Wendy." "Yeah, it is," I insisted. I turned back to the dresser and grabbed the remaining undergarments. "No, it's not, but you don't understand that." I rolled my eyes and bit my tongue. I tended to do that a lot when Carney talked to me lately. She acted like I didn't understand anything since she started seriously dating Freak. Drove me fucking batty. "I wish you weren't leaving," she sighed wistfully. I didn't have to leave, but hanging around the clubhouse that I didn't really have any connection to wasn't working too well. With Bobby out of the picture, I didn't need to be watched by one of the Fallen Lords anymore. I was free to leave and get back to my life in Pines Peak. though I couldn't really call that much of a life. Pretty sure Wrecker wouldn't be a fan of me just leeching off the clubhouse and hanging around. I dumped more clothes into my suitcase. Pretty sure he smiled behind that massive beard of his when I said I was heading back home. Nonsense, Carney scoffed. It wasn't nonsense. I couldn't blame Wrecker for being irritated by all of the women and soon-to-be babies around the clubhouse. This was a motorcycle club, after all, not a catch-all for damsels in distress. Knock, knock! Alice, I can see you in the doorway, Carney laughed. You didn't need to yell knock, knock. Alice shrugged. It seemed fitting. She stepped into the room with a pizza box in one hand, a bottle of wine in the other. Who followed in behind her was surprising. Whoa! Carney gasped. She sprang up from the bed and stood next to me. Alice, you have a girl following you. Alice laughed and handed me the bottle of wine. How observant of you, Carn. She looked at the girl beside her. Ladies, this is Adley. She is Slayer's daughter. My jaw hit the floor, and all air rushed from my lungs. Daughter? I wheezed. Holy cow! Carney quickly corrected herself. Cow, holy cow. That's exactly what Slayer looked like when he walked into the clubhouse, Alice laughed. We came here to help you pack while the guys do church. Alice set the pizza box on the empty desk in the corner of the room and flipped back the top. I'm also hungry. Is that the pizza freak ordered from the bathroom? Carney asked. Alice grabbed a slice and took a huge bite. I wondered if you knew about that. Carney rolled her eyes. Freak thinks he pulled the wool over my eyes, but he was talking so loud on the phone and flushing the toilet every 30 seconds. Alice licked her lips. Don't let him know you know. It'll be more fun this way. My eyes moved to Slayer's daughter. She stood next to Alice, her hands hanging at her sides and her eyes to the floor. Her hair was light brown, clips on each side of her head holding it back, and it was a few inches shorter than mine. I stepped toward her and held my hand out. I'm Wendy. She meekly took my hand and shook it. Adley. Alice squinted at Adley. She was more feisty out in the common room. Probably because Slayer was there, I mumbled. I knew you knew his name, Carney shouted. I rolled my eyes and made my way over to the pizza. You keep that in this room, Carney. I plucked a sausage off the pizza and popped it into my mouth. Alice plopped down on the bed and leaned back on one hand. You Wilkes girls are a hoot. It's good for me being pregnant that you two are so entertaining. The more days go by, the less energy I seem to have to keep Wrecker on his toes. She sighed heavily. Soon, my cow onesie isn't going to fit anymore. Buy a bigger size, Carney suggested. Adley's eyes grew wide as she listened to Alice talk. Alice might have felt like she didn't have much energy, but she was just as entertaining. The woman could tell a story and confuse the hell out of you with a few words. Thankfully, I had been around her for a bit and wasn't as confused anymore. Somewhat. Help yourself to some pizza, Adley. I can grab a soda from the fridge for you, I offered. Alice slapped her forehead. Jesus, why the hell didn't I think of that? I laughed and dropped my half-eaten slice on the lid of the box. Hey, you at least remembered to bring wine for Carney and me. Which doesn't make sense either, seeing how I got a baby growing in me who can't handle his booze yet. Only Alice would so eloquently say that the unborn baby can't handle his booze. I'll grab you a soda, too. I jogged to the kitchen, grabbed two sodas and two wine glasses, then hightailed it back to my room. Carney had the wine bottle tipped back to her lips when I walked in, and Alice was cheering her on to chug. Poor Adley was going to be scarred from hanging out with these two. Use a glass at least, Carney, I laughed. I handed her the wine glasses and nodded to the bottle. Fill my glass before you chug it all. Carney wiped her mouth with the back of her hand and scowled at me. I just took a sip. I eyed her knowingly and handed the sodas to Alice and Adley. Right, and you just had a couple of sips on your birthday. Carney huffed and filled my glass. I sat down on the floor in front of the bed with my wine and pizza. Adley had grabbed a slice of pizza and was nibbling quietly. I wanted to know why she was here suddenly, but I didn't want to make her any more uncomfortable than she obviously was.
Are you excited to get back to Pine's Peak?
Alice asked with her mouth full. I shrugged. I guess. There wasn't really anything there for me to get back to. I didn't have a job anymore. I lived with my mom and dad. My love life was non-existent. Basically, what I had there was the same thing I had here, other than I lived with my sister and her boyfriend's motorcycle club instead. Oh, please, you know you are excited to go home. It's going to be the holiday season soon, and you'll be elbow-deep helping Mom and Aunt Elle cooking all day and night. You look forward to doing that every year. I'd much rather make a couple dozen cookies and kick back with some spiked eggnog. I shoved the last bite of my pizza into my mouth and sighed. My mom and I always made cookies together. Before she died, that is, Adley mumbled softly. Well, you're in luck then, Alice chirped. It may not be as good as your mom, but Carney is one hell of a cook. I'm sure you can do some baking with her. Carney clapped her hands together. Girl, yes! I have so many ideas that I want to do as soon as the holiday season hits. Carney rambled on about all of the goodies she planned on baking, while Alice gave her nod of approval or made a yakking sound if she didn't like it. Adley didn't say much, but I could tell she was listening to every word Alice and Carney said. I really don't know anything about the girl, but I was confident if she was going to be at the clubhouse with all of the girls, she was going to be fine. Though with Slayer being her dad, she was going to need a prayer or two.
Chapter 3 Slayer.
How do you not know you have a 12-year-old? Maniac asked.
I rested my head in my hands and massaged my temples.
I don't fucking know. I don't even remember who she says her mom is.
The name didn't ring a bell with me at all. Hell, who knows if she had even told me her name.
Classic,
Pipe chuckled. I sat back in my chair and flipped him off.
This could have happened to any of us, I pointed out.
12 fucking years ago, none of us were chained down with an old lady. 12 years ago, pussy ran through the clubhouse like water, and no man was ever thirsty. There isn't much here besides legal shit. Looks like she was about to file all of this, and then you would have been notified. Wrecker closed the folder. She died before that happened.
I don't even know if I really am her dad, or if this chick just picked my name out of a hat of the guy she had been with.
I hated to say anything bad about the woman since I didn't know her. But how the hell did she know that I was Adley's father?
She does have a letter here.
Wrecker held up a piece of paper with three paragraphs handwritten. Says she's sorry about having to do this, blah blah. She knows it was you because you were the only guy she slept with. Didn't tell you because you didn't seem like the type to want to be tied down. Didn't plan on telling you, but she got sick, so yada yada yada. Please don't blame Adley for her choices. Wrecker folded the note in half and tossed it on top of the other papers. The end. My head swam with everything he had just said. I didn't even know where to start.
Damn, brother. Pop the chick's cherry and then she doesn't even tell you you're a dad.
Clash shook his head and snickered.
That is a low blow.
Find out if you're the kid's dad, and then you be her dad. Wrecker pushed the pile of papers toward me.
Crisis averted.
He stood up and nodded to Pipe.
Find out what Brinks is up to. I haven't heard from him in a couple of days.
Wait, what?
I wailed.
That's all you have to say?
I felt this needed more. More of what, I wasn't sure, but I needed more than take the blood test and then be her dad. Wrecker pointed to the papers.
Do blood work. Take it from there when you get the results.
And just what am I supposed to do until the results come back? How is he making this sound so simple? This was anything but simple.
Look, Slayer, this isn't a problem I can solve.
Hell, I don't even think it's a problem. He leaned forward and rested his hands on the table.
You aren't the first guy to find out he's got a kid out in the world he didn't know about, and you ain't gonna be the last.
What the hell am I going to do if it ends up that she isn't mine? I insisted. Did no one think that maybe this chick was lying and I wasn't her baby daddy? I was careful. Every fucking time I had sex, I wrapped it up.
If it turns out she isn't yours, then I'll help you figure that out, because that does sound like a problem.
Wrecker stood up straight. If you're worried about the whole dad thing, talk to Nickel. He's been doing it for a few months.
I glanced at Nickel. He shrugged.
It just comes natural, brother. You're kind of behind the ball, seeing as you missed the first 12 years of her life. But you'll get it figured out.
Maniac clapped me on the back. Look at it this way. You can learn how to do the dad thing with Wrecker and me. In 3 months, there will be 2 more kids added to the club.
Everyone gradually got up, talking and joking with each other. All I could do was sit there. How could my life be going one way, and in an instant, everything changed?
You'll be fine, Slayer.
I snapped out of my pity party and noticed Boink was the only one left in the room with me.
You got no way of knowing that, I muttered.
It was easy for Wrecker to tell me to just be a dad, and these guys to tell me I was going to be fine. They weren't the ones who were having to deal with this. They hadn't had a 12-year-old dropped on their doorstep and been told to take care of her. All I had to worry about for the past 35 years was myself, and sometimes I didn't do that very well. How the hell am I going to be fine living in the clubhouse with a 12-year-old, Boink? You really think that is the best place to raise a kid? He shrugged. I mean, there could be worse places, but if you're really against her living here, then find a place in town to live. Because I can have a house to live in tomorrow. So easy, I grumbled. None of this was fucking easy. Boink shook his head. You got your head so far up your ass worrying about this that you aren't thinking straight. He sat back in his chair and sighed. Oakley has houses all over the town, and I'm pretty damn sure not all of them are occupied. You want me to move my daughter into a house owned by a drug lord? Jesus Christ, was Boink dipping into Oakley's stash? And what the hell am I supposed to do with her when I got shit I need to do for the club? I demanded. Plop her on the back of my bike like it's a 10-speed and take off with her? Boink rolled his eyes. I've been to some of his houses, Slayer, and there ain't no way in hell you can tell he owns them. Clean, updated, and big. Not like you're going to have drug deals going down in the living room every night or something. He leaned forward and rested his hands on the table. If you're not wanting to raise your daughter here, then I think one of his houses is the next best thing. And you know any of the girls will be more than willing to help out when you need them. You're forgetting the club is a family, and we don't leave our brothers out to dry when they need us. He pushed his chair back and strolled out of the room. I buried my head in hands and fought back the urge to scream. Half an hour ago, I found out I have a daughter, and now I was contemplating moving into a house owned by a known drug dealer. I was going to be a great dad. Not.
Chapter 4. Wendy. Carney rolled over onto her stomach and buried her face in the blanket. Do you think we should check on her? She mumbled. At least, I think that was what she said. I dropped my pair of flip-flops on the top of my suitcase and zipped it shut. She's pregnant. God knows how long it takes her to go to the bathroom, I mumbled. I couldn't even imagine what it was like to have a baby growing inside you. Adley was lying on the floor in front of the TV with a pillow shoved under her head and her eyes glued on some movie about the kids of evil villains. I had gotten sucked into it a few times when they would break out into song, and I couldn't help but think the songs were pretty catchy. I was completely out of touch with what was cool for kids, even though I was only 22. Carney slid off the bed and stood close next to me. So, what are you thinking? I reared back a bit and looked her in the eye. About what? She casually nodded toward Adley and lowered her voice. About the 12-year-old who is lying on the floor and her dad you can't stand. Should I be thinking about it? I had been thinking about it, but it wasn't just one thought. How did he not know he had a kid? Why did she suddenly appear now? Was he actually going to take care of her? Could he take care of her? Don't you think it's all just a bit crazy? Carney whispered. It was extremely crazy, but I had learned from staying at the clubhouse for a bit that crazy things seem to happen around here, more often than not. I mean, I bet these guys lived rather, How was I supposed to say the guys were man-whores without offending Carney? She was with one of the man-whores now. Granted, they all seemed to be reformed, but still. They were generous with their love meat. Carney and I spun around, surprised to see Alice standing in the doorway of the bathroom with her hands resting on her baby bump. Shh, Carney hissed and nodded toward Adley. Her eyes were still glued to the TV, and I didn't think she had heard a word we said, let alone Alice talking about love meat. I pointed at Alice. Bingo. They liked to share their love sticks. Alice winked. I like that better than love meat. She pulled the bathroom door shut behind her and sighed. The human body does some weird things when pregnant. I wouldn't go in there for a little bit. I wrinkled my nose, and Carney let out a bark of laughter. My God, girl, Carney howled. The things that come out of your mouth. Once Freaky Deaky gets you pregnant, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Alice flopped down on the bed and raised her arms over her head. I think I got some major heartburn from that pizza, though I'm really craving some ice cream right now. Hold up. Hold it right up, Carney pointed to her stomach. There is no way in hell I am going to be pregnant anytime soon. This belly is not ready for no baby.
Amen to that, I mumbled. Same over here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?